This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of this program. You're welcome to call in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, you can join us on our Discord server and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Like, the quality is very, very good on our Discord. So go ahead and join that server over at discord.lrn.fm. And we prefer when you call there, but we'll still take your calls on the old phone lines. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Well, you know, they say you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, Mark. And, you know, sometimes you got to kill a few folks to make sure that a wildfire doesn't start out in California. Because, you know, somebody might die in a wildfire.
Not funny, but what you're saying appears to be the truth.
Fox10Phoenix.com reporting that, surprise, a man whose life was dependent on oxygen died about 12 minutes after Pacific Gas and Electric shut down power to his area as part of their massive effort to prevent fire. We can talk about that. Plus, of course, your calls and thoughts. On the way, a girl arrested over making a finger gun. You know, almost all of us did this at some point probably in our school days. She's 12 years old and She got hit with a felony charge over this. Mark, you're going to tell us about that coming up here. But first, El Dorado County Fire Chief Lloyd Ogan said Friday that fire personnel responded to a call in Pollock Pines after about 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday. He said crews arrived to find an unresponsive man in his 60s. They were unable to revive him. Ogan said the man's oxygen equipment required power, but couldn't say whether the shutdown was related to his death. PG&E spokesperson Jeff Smith said they have not been able to confirm the accuracy of the report. The utility started turning off electricity early Wednesday in northern and central California in advance of strong, dry winds. So that's one fatality. There may be more, given that they have turned off power to upwards of 2 million people, 800,000 households and businesses having their power shut down. We did discuss this in a great amount of detail on Thursday night's episodes. If you want to get all the details on this, go back to our website over at freetalklive.com and scroll back to Thursday and then grab that episode where we got in deep to this. Because this is a crazy situation out there. If you're in California and you're going through some of this, then, you know, obviously we would love to hear from you. The short recap for those of you who weren't tuned in Thursday is there essentially you have the government to blame for this situation from top to bottom for basically creating this. Now, the government goons in California want to point the blame at PG&E, and certainly
they deserve plenty, but
are a bloated, bureaucracy, essentially, a monopoly.
Right, a monopoly granted by the government.
Right, which is where the problems begin, because the California government granted them a monopoly over a certain service area. Now, they don't have all of California. There's a couple or two or three different companies, from what I understand, at least in California, that serve different areas. But they do have, I think, most of the customers, or at least a large swath of them. And they're not the only ones shutting down. From what I understand, some of the other power companies are also doing it. But they're the ones getting most of the attention for it. So the government created the situation by only allowing one company to serve you if you're in California. And so therefore there's no competition. And when there's no competition in a marketplace, you shouldn't be surprised if you get a really crappy service.
That's what a monopoly is. That's why we don't like them.
And expensive prices.
Right. High prices, bad customer service. These are the hallmarks of a monopoly. But you know that because you've dealt with the government before. And that's the only monopoly. PG&E is only a monopoly because at some point or another, the government granted that to them.
That's correct. And The government's going to keep them in line, though, Mark. You see, they've got rules.
Well, they didn't save this guy.
They've got strictures, okay? Uh-huh. The government has a certain set of rules. One of those rules is that if PG&E or one of the other power companies wants to raise their rates for some reason, well, they just can't make that decision like any other business could. You know, if you are in a business and your cost goes up, you might have to raise your prices so your customers can pay that new cost so you don't lose money, right? So normally a business that has to raise prices can just go ahead and make the decision.
Sure.
But in the world of government monopoly power companies, they have to put forward a case for a rate increase. This case has to be made to the PUC, the Power Utilities Commission. The Power Utilities Commission has to then hear the case. They have to open it up for public comments. They have to listen to all sides and all opinions. And, well, here's a shocking surprise. Some people don't want the power company to raise their rates.
Well, don't forget that the PG&E, I think it was last year, there was some court case against them for starting a fire or something.
And yes, and they lost that case.
They lost
and
that.
They went bankrupt.
It was huge cost to the company.
Right.
And, you know, I think to some extent this is them just kind of coming back at the taxpayers and saying, hey, it costs money to do certain things in power, and if you want us to sort of, you know, if you want to privatize the risk of fires from your public utility, fine and dandy, this is what it's going to look like. Because we've got to be very, very, very careful. This is us being super careful. We're turning off the power. Oh, did we kill somebody on oxygen? Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, also, the business impact was estimated at what could be $2.3 billion.
Sure. It's hard to do business, a lot of businesses without power,
I mean, you've got restaurants with food that's going bad in refrigeration units and just having to throw product out, basically. I mean, there's tremendous losses. Now, what the power company had asked for in their rate increase proposal was another $1 billion. In a year. So they wanted to go from like 8.5 to 9.5 billion. I'm rough numbers here.
If you're talking about those kind of numbers, that's a pretty big increase in your power bill.
It turned out, according to the power company, it would be about $10.50 per month for the average power consumer in California.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, it doesn't sound bad, especially compared to having no power whatsoever.
Sure. And a lot of people would like to have that option.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you had competition in the marketplace, that would make things a lot different. But I imagine the solar companies are probably raking it in right now.
Well, certainly people that are selling batteries and generators and, you know, all that stuff, they're selling out, just like it'd be a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah.
People are buying that stuff up because, you know, folks aren't the best about pre-planning these sorts of things, even though they received warning from the power company earlier this year that the power would likely be shut off at some point. You know, probably everybody waited until the last minute to actually go out and get some batteries and water.
That's how it is.
Stuff like that. So as I was saying, they had to make a proposal to the PUC, the Utilities Commission. That proposal still being heard, so it hasn't been approved.
No, I'm sure it takes forever.
Right. You've got groups that are opposing it because, well, poor people may not be able to afford another $100 a year in power. That might make the difference between whether they can pay the rent at the end of the month. So you've got these groups of poor people who, of course, are poorer because of all the government, taxes and regulations in California. They're having a tough time in life. And so they're saying, no, we don't want power increases. And so the decision has yet to be made by the PUC. Maybe they'll approve it. Maybe they'll approve half of it. Who knows? But either way, the power company is basically saying, well, look, if we can't get this rate increase, we can't maintain the lines correctly because that's where the fire risk is coming from. They apparently say they don't have enough money to take care of the brush and the branches that are growing around these lines. So when a branch hits a line and takes a line down, it starts a fire. They haven't been able to maintain stuff, just like in Venezuela. So, and this may be what they're calling the new normal now, where
what,
it may not be
being turned off.
Power being turned off in California. Remember, this isn't happening in Nevada. This isn't happening in Arizona. This isn't happening in, you know, any of the other dry surrounding states that presumably would also have similar issues with, you know, weather conditions. It's only happening in California. It has to do with the situation the government created.
I agree with you on that much, but I think it's PG&E just holding people hostage for their rate increase.
Well, whatever you want to say it is, either way, you've got a government-created situation. Yes. They're the ones who put PG&E there in the first place. The toll-free number is 8, and they're the ones who allowed them the monopoly. 855, 450, free, and now you've got at least one dead man who, well, he couldn't survive because his oxygen equipment didn't have power. More coming up.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and Crypto Wealth Coach. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark. I want to tell you about how to get some gold. Gold's been on the move recently, and it's historically known to be one of the more secure investments, and that may be coming really important here in the near future. a lot of people are seeing the stock market not doing so great. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's you're probably better expert on that than I am. But I don't like some of the things I'm seeing from the Federal Reserve and the stock market. The report that they've got there for you from McIlvaney ICA is the six advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. You can get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvaney ICA is offering a free portfolio review, too. All you got to do is give them a call. The telephone number's right there at icagoldsilver.com. But I'll give it to you, too. icagoldsilver.com or 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The claim regarding the power in California here in an article from CNN posted an hour ago is they are saying power is now back on for about 99.5% of the Northern California customers who were in the dark previously when about 800,000 customers had their power shut off on Wednesday. So there are only about 2,500 people still in the dark as of today, according to this story. And, of course, this is giving people in politics perfect opportunity to grandstand about whatever political position they have and, of course, blame it all on this power company. And, again, the power company does deserve some blame for being a government-approved monopoly, but then again, it's the government who put them in that position in the first place. They created the monopoly, and they created the circumstances where that monopoly can't just change its rates on a whim. They have to go through a governmental process first, which means that that rate change could be denied, in which case, expect the power outages to continue on into the future. It's Ian and Mark here. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We actually have somebody on the line in California. He's Paul, calling us from Paradise. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Ian. Yes, we've been out of power for a year now in Paradise. And a lot of people have done. Yeah, the city burned down
a year ago. Wow. Okay.
40,000 houses burned down.
Jeez.
So I am building a fourplex house on a lot, a single family lot, and with 100 solar panels on the roof. This will reduce the cost of the mortgage by 50% just by being able to sell the solar to the neighbors. But what a lot of people are doing is buying solar-powered flashlights. With a solar-powered flashlight, you can recharge your cell phone constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
at least you got that. It's nice to have a cell phone. It's nice to be entertained while you're sitting in the dark.
Yes.
If it's solar-powered, then you're probably not sitting in the dark at that point.
Do a lot of people have gas ovens, or do they have electric ranges there?
Well, unfortunately, most people have gas. But the people that have been switching over for the last couple of years, actually the newer stuff is electrical.
Now, why do you say unfortunately? I hear that chefs prefer gas.
Well, that may be. I actually like gas myself. It's just that we're heading towards electrical, and the faster we do it, the better, because we can get all the energy from the sun, because, in most cities, enough sun hits the city in 1 hour each year to run the whole city for a year. And that's actually how much energy each city gets from the sun.
Well, now that's a pretty big claim. I mean, I don't know if the solar panels are efficient enough to be able to, if that's true, what you're saying is that in an hour there's enough sunlight to power an entire city. That seems at this point to be pretty unbelievable, but I understand the solar panels are getting better over time.
Well, it's not only that, it's the Tesla batteries and all batteries. You'll notice one of the people that won the Nobel Prize this year did it because developed new techniques for using lithium in batteries. And The largest deposit of lithium in the world was just discovered last month.
Oh, interesting.
Take a guess where in the world it was found.
I don't know, but the United States is going to wage war on it in the very near future.
I'm going to guess Africa.
That's a good guess, but no, it's China.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of China, they have the largest deposit of lithium in the world.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think the United States will wage war on China over the lithium.
No. Paul, I want to say thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your input on this, and sorry to hear about all the houses burning down near you. That's never good. Let's go to David. He's also in California, in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how are you? You know, Pacific Gas and Electric has been basically embezzling money for years. Years and years, maybe as long as 70 years.
Is it embezzling if it's legal for them to do it?
No, it's not legal. And they exploded a town. There was a pipeline that they had running through the town of San Bruno. And they laid in the pipe in 1954, knowing that the pipe was defective. Then they intentionally didn't inspect that pipe because they already knew it was defective when they planted it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when that led to an explosion and burned down a neighborhood and killed a bunch of people, they had to admit that they pretended to inspect it and that it all was one. But, in fact, they never inspected it, so they embezzled the money, lied about the inspection, and killed a bunch of people. And would you call that embezzling it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if normally embezzling, as I understand it, and I'm by no means an accountant or, you know, a financial expert, usually embezzling is something that somebody like inside a company does to shuffle funds illegally into their own bank account or whatever, into their own,
well,
under their own control.
Dividends to the shareholders.
I see. And this was because they didn't spend the money on doing the inspections, is what you're saying?
Well, they took a tax break for research and development, you know, which was the inspection. That becomes research on their own project, safety. You know, they were able to write that off, even though they never did it. And so for years, the taxpayers were under the, and when I say years, I'm talking 1954 till the explosion happened in 2011. So that was, 60 years worth of pretense about inspecting.
What do you propose we do about it? I mean,
well,
presuming
where
it's all
I was
true.
Where I was going to go was that when you start studying PG&E, they pretended to cut back branches in Silicon Valley, I believe this was 2004, and they claimed that they spent $60 million trimming branches, but they didn't do it.
Hmm.
And they ended up burning down an expensive zip code in Silicon Valley and had to pay big lawsuits on that and got busted for the fraud involved in that. So that definitely was embezzlement, but it was on the same scheme. And so the town, that previous caller talking about Paradise, California, that's also blamed on PG&E and their faulty equipment. Now, what I'm concerned with is defective product. So, in other words, they have to buy insulators. They have to buy, you know, just on the high-tension power lines. They have to have rated steel. You know, they can't just.
I know you've got a point you're driving at here. Stand by, David. We'll bring you back for that in just a moment. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the US dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Saddle Ridge Fire in Los Angeles has charred more than 7,500 acres, and authorities say it is 19% contained.
We had some flare-ups, but nothing very significant.
LA City Fire Captain Brendan Silverman talking about the work since the winds have now died down and moisture is now back in the air. He says while weather conditions have changed, the rest has not.
These crews are working in some steep terrain, so it is very difficult work.
One person has died from a heart attack, a man in his upper 50s who was fighting the fire with a garden hose. Also, the Sandalwood Fire, which is about 90 miles to the east, a person died when a wildfire tore through a mobile home park. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Thousands of L.A. area residents remain evacuated. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dialed toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. Hearing from people out in California, their thoughts on the wildfires and the power company, which has decided they're just going to be turning off the power. Sorry, those of you on medical equipment, you know, who might need life-saving oxygen or a defibrillator or whatever it is that, you know, you're on. Sorry about that.
Most modern conveniences, basically.
Yeah. Sorry if you thought, you know, you were going to be able to run your restaurant, you know, and actually have cold meat in a freezer. No. You just have to throw all that out. Because we're turning off your power, and it may be off for several days, was what they said earlier this week on
Wednesday. We don't know.
Turned out that it was gone for most people for at least 2 whole days. And some people estimated, CNBC had a story that the economic impact from this, the losses from business owners having to throw out product and not be able to open their doors, not be able to, you know, let any customers inside at all, was upwards of $2 billion.
What PG&E doesn't see here is that they are driving people to become energy independent in a way that they've never been driven before. Mm, you only have to have this happen a couple few times
before
to you
get sick of it.
Before you're like, well, time to get some kind of battery backup, or because that's the first place to go.
Your battery backup isn't going to last more than an hour. I mean, most of those things are pretty
No, they have batteries that will last for a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a massive battery.
It is.
You only want to power the most critical appliances with something like that.
Certainly.
It's not likely you're going to be running your oven off of a battery.
It's a bad idea to run something that has that level of resistance off of a battery.
Yeah. So we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. Certainly welcome. Plus, Mark, you'll be telling us about a girl in I presume a government school, I'm just guessing about this, arrested for using her finger in the form of a gun, you know, like a finger gun. We'll tell you about that on the way here tonight. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. And I wonder, does anybody in this, within the sound of our voices tonight, and Saturday night is definitely our biggest night on the air. We get a lot of stations that carry us on Saturdays that, let's say, don't carry our weekday show. So do you have a choice when it comes to a power company? Does anybody out there, I've heard that there are places where there may be like two companies or whatever where you could actually...
A lot of times you have a choice in billing, but you don't have a choice in sort of who owns the lines.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we have that choice here in New Hampshire where you can choose the what they call the supplier.
Mm-hmm.
The bill generally comes from the company that does the hookup. Or the delivery, I guess you could call it. So there's supply and then there's delivery, as I understand it. So at least here in New Hampshire, they've sort of deregulated the supply side to where there are different companies that compete for that. So technically, that should make it a little bit cheaper, although New Hampshire's power is still ridiculously expensive in general. But then again, the delivery side is still restricted to just that one company. So I'm wondering, are there any places in the United States that you know of where you can actually tell a company, hey, I don't want your lines. I want the other company to hook their lines up. I want their power because it's cheaper. Is there something like that anywhere here? Because that's where part of these problems come in, is that the government has granted these monopolies to the power companies. But, David, you had an idea that you wanted to run by us or get out to the audience. So go ahead in San Francisco.
Well, part of it was about counterfeit parts. If you remember, the TV show 60 Minutes ran a piece, it's probably over 20 years ago, where the airliners were buying counterfeit bolts. And if you're flying in a jet that weighs 100 tons, you want the bolts to be the
yes,
proper
one. Yes, you do. One. You want exactly the right bolts.
And so the purchasing agents for the airline manufacturers were sneaking in counterfeit bolts and pocketing the money. Now, I contend that PG&E has been doing that recently, and probably not, they've been doing it for decades as well, when you think about it. But so what's happened is that the recognition of those counterfeit parts has finally been accepted by the PUC, and that they know those counterfeit parts are out there, and because PG&E has to clean them up, they have been given the ability to refuse to offer service in an area that's too permeated with counterfeit parts. I contend that. That's not proven, but I contend that that's what's going on.
Okay, and so you don't really have any evidence for that, but that's your theory.
Well, I do in a way because and this is an issue that's shown up at power plants all across the world. In 2011, when Fukushima melted down, the nation of Japan started inspecting all of their nuclear power plants, and they discovered that the purchasing agent at one of the nuclear power plants in the southwest of Japan had been buying counterfeit parts and pocketing the money. And some of these parts were like, 40 feet from the reactor, and you don't want to send somebody in there to fix that part once every 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if these guys are buying counterfeit switches that are supposed to be running the plant and they're bogus, then that puts everything.
It's going to be a big problem.
That's a legitimate concern there. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, sometimes it's okay to buy, knockoff parts or whatever. Save yourself a few bucks, but if it's some sort of a critical application...
there's a time and a place for good equipment. What's the brand name on that soundboard over there, Ian?
It's a Yamaha.
That's a Yamaha, right? You want to get Behringer, you want to get a Yamaha, you want to get a Lesis, right?
I don't even know if a Lesis makes them anymore. Oh. But So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and the Behringer I had, the power supply failed, so that doesn't mean anything.
Look, it does mean something. Yes, all equipment can have problems,
right?
But shoddy equipment tends to have more problems.
That's correct. So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. California Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this week slammed the state's largest utility, this according to CNN, over its power shutoff, saying they're the result of years of mismanagement and greed. He said, quote, "This is not a climate change story as much as a story about greed and mismanagement over the course of decades, neglect, a desire to advance not public safety, but profits." So would that mean that if they changed it to a non-profit company that all of a sudden all of the power supply problems would be solved?
Is no.
it profits that are
no.
the problem here?
No, that's not what it means. Look, you know, companies need a certain amount of money to operate, and if you put more responsibilities on a company, then they're going to need more money to operate. And I think that's probably what's going on with PG&E, but they've had this relationship with the California people for a long time, and people are a bit jaded on it, as they should be. And so it's very complicated. And I don't want to make this about PG&E, because PG&E is just an organization that has a grant, a fiat grant from the kings on high, the Lord known as California, right?
Yeah.
And otherwise they wouldn't be able to operate. And, you know, we've been fed this line of bull for years that, well, we're the government. Well, you're not the government. You might get a vote, but it's highly unlikely that if you're a California citizen, that your vote for governor has ever made a difference. It's highly unlikely your vote for any one of your reps or senators has ever made a difference. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't counted. I'm just saying that they have won by more than one vote.
Well, look, you can elect whoever you want to the governor position. He or she is not going to have any influence over whether or not PG&E's monopoly deal continues. That's going to keep going regardless of who you put in there.
I think a governor might have some level to some sway in that.
Yeah, he can't cancel that deal. They've got a monopoly agreement with the government. You'd probably need the whole legislature to act in order to change that deal.
Sure, but you get the bully pulpit.
And there's probably like a 10-year out or something like that. There's probably not an easy, you know, it's probably not just something you can just, oh, well, we're going to terminate this agreement, 1-year notice, goodbye. It's probably much, much, much more in-depth and much more difficult to get
sure.
rid of this company.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it could have been any company. You know, it doesn't matter if their letters are PG&E or FPL or whatever their acronym happens to be. If you give any company a monopoly over a service area and a product, well, expect them to suck at it.
Right. Bad customer service, high prices.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, but nobody's going to propose to end the monopoly as the solution. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in. Toll-free here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Plus, you may have heard about Chrisanne Hall. She's the former Florida attorney and former prosecutor who was fired after teaching the Constitution, even though she was ordered to stop by her boss at the time, state attorney Skip Jarvis. She wouldn't stop, and she stood up for liberty over her paycheck. Watch the replay of Free Talk Live's webinar with Chrisanne Hall for free over at lfu.freetalklive.com. LFU stands for Liberty First University. Chrisanne is a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army, a Russian linguist, mother, and a patriot. She travels the country and teaches the Constitution now and the history that gives us the founding documents. Chrisanne Hall doesn't just teach the Constitution. She lays the foundations that show how reliable and relevant those founding documents are today. She presents the genealogy of the Constitution, the 700-year history, and five foundational documents that are the very roots of American liberty. Her belief is you can't properly understand or interpret the Constitution without a firm grasp of its very foundations. You can learn more about Liberty First University and watch the free webinar on demand. So we did it live originally when it first happened, and now you can go anytime you want over at lfu.freetalklive.com. Although it says here that it may be too late at some point to get this for free, so I don't know if it's going to go behind a paywall or something, but it's still free right now at lfu.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about the power situation over there in California, and I'm actually looking at the DLive chat. TVP Steven in there is saying that money is the problem, that money is the root of the problem, and he's talking about planned obsolescence when it comes to products and things like that. And I got to disagree. I know there are people out there that think that money's bad, that money's the root of all evil.
Those people really haven't figured out how to create an economy above sort of hunter-gatherer without some medium of trade. And, you know, the idea that we're all just going to do the things that we do and spread them around and everything's going to go fine without money is pedestrian at best.
Well, yeah, if I've got chickens and you've got coconuts and I got plenty of coconuts, you know, it's not going to work out.
Right. If we've got chickens and coconuts, we're just now entering, what, 10,000 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. There's 10,000 years of evolution in our economies from that. So you're just talking about animal husbandry here, and I don't know whether you grew your coconuts from a little coconut grove you put together or whether you picked them off trees that you happen to have, but, you know, that's you can't – I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just not going to work. You got to have money. Even the Russians – I mean, when the Soviet Union was formed, they had to come up with something. They couldn't figure out how to do things. They priced things with their own money, right? They're like, well, we tried this without money. This doesn't work. So then they created their own money, but then they know how to price things because they don't have the the marketplace.
They didn't have a marketplace and any semblance of a free market at all.
So they went to the Sears catalog and looked at the prices of things and tried to figure out they figured out what things were worth, and that's what they did.
Right. Money came about, naturally, it came about through the need of people to be able to, first of all, set a price for things, because if there's no price on a thing, then the demand can be
tremendous. Is extraordinarily complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is something worth?
What someone will pay for.
What is a kilowatt hour worth in electricity? And that's a complicated question. Mm-hmm. You know, any particular project, but anything that you're trying to sell, a widget or whatever it might be, you know, what's it worth? And, you know, the answer is you don't know what it's worth. You can figure out what it costs you to make it, mm-hmm. and you can say I'm willing to sell it for X above what it costs me to make it, but what you need is downward pressure from the marketplace, driving down prices in order to make your process to make something more efficient. This is why Ford creating the assembly line for the production of cars was so amazing. I mean, before that, cars were made by hand. They just, mm-hmm. People put them together. And that's a pretty expensive way to do things.
So, money is important because it helps with people setting prices. Because if you were to go to like this, I don't know, there's a certain type of person, I don't know if you want to call them a Marxist or whatever, but you know that documentary that was a real big craze like a decade ago, Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist, yeah.
And they looked at that and they determined
Marxism with robots.
Yeah, they determined that money bad. And what they wanted to do was create a computer that would be like this sort of central committee, if you will, getting
to allocate resources.
Yeah, that the computer would allocate all the resources.
And I get where they're coming from. It looks really inefficient when you see somebody like, Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, and they've got a whole bunch of money, right? And then the rest of us are out here sort of scraping to make things work. Now, I'd say the vast majority of Americans are only scraping because of bad financial decisions that they've made in the relatively recent past. Mm-hmm. And if they start making a series of good decisions regarding their finances, they'll be a lot better off. But nobody wants to hear that crap.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear, well, you know, you've got to you got to control your spending. You probably shouldn't have this extraordinarily large cell phone plan. Or
stop drinking every night.
Maybe that $150 you're spending on Dish Network or whatever is too much. Whatever it is, I don't know what you're spending your money on, but, drinking every night. You can drink every night cheaply.
Mm-hmm. At home.
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You can't go out and drink every night.
It still adds up. I mean, it's still money that you could be saving and putting towards, you know, more productive uses.
Sure.
Looking at your habits is definitely one thing that people can do. But, you know, money is not the root of all evil. Money is just a tool. And evil people will do evil things with money. But good people will do good things with money. And for the most part, it's a very useful tool that is quite helpful. And it's not something that we can just get rid of, because a computer system can't just figure this out. If there's no pricing on the things that you do, whatever it is you do, you know, you make widgets, okay? And these widgets are useful. People want the widgets for whatever purpose. Well, if there's no money, and instead there's just this computer that's telling you, all right, keep making those widgets.
Yep.
Keep making them. You're going to be making those widgets until you die, and in theory, all you're going to get back is whatever the computer decides you need. So you may have the most valuable widget or the thing that the widget that people want more than any other thing, but you can't charge anything for it. Otherwise, the computer system's going to put you in jail or whatever. You can't charge money in this fantasy no money world that these people have. So the demand is endless. You're constantly making widgets. You don't have time to go to the bathroom.
Well, you just make widgets at the speed at which you felt like making widgets, and you would then slow down in your widget making as, communism was tried here in the United States. They tried it when the pilgrims came over or whatever, the first Thanksgiving story and all that stuff. They attempted to do this. They said each according to their ability, and according to your need, that whole rigmarole. And it turns out that people would work slower and less hard because if you want to get a guy to work hard, you get him.
He's got to be incentivized.
You know, you make it so his wife wants to feed the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets out there and he works really hard. But if it's, well, you know, everybody gets to eat, then, well, you know, I don't feel good today.
Well, but we need more widgets. Get back to work.
Well, okay.
The people have demanded more widgets.
You know, if convicts were great workers, then there would be a heck of a lot more demand for them. I was in the prison system for a period of time, and I've never seen anybody work less efficiently
than convicts.
They go as slow as they can get away with. I knew a guy that would, he and I were a roofing crew. And he said, I'm finding new gears, new lower gears every day. And we just keep going. He's like, he'd stop me because I'd run around. I get energy.
He's getting paid hourly,
youthful.
Right?
Huh?
He's getting paid by the hour?
No.
No.
He's getting paid by the
job?
Convict.
Oh,
he's getting
okay.
told what
I'm sorry,
to do.
I missed that detail.
And thus, he's just slow.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. You can't just get people to do things for nothing.
Right. There has to be some sort of a reward, and that's what the money allows for. Is if your time is worth something, if your widget is worth something, you should get compensated for it appropriately. And if you want to take a break, you should be able to do that and be able to afford to hire somebody to take your place. So the whole idea that money is just going to go away because some people don't like it, I'm sorry, it's a ridiculous fantasy. We need to have this medium of exchange because bartering just is not efficient. You can't just trade out stuff, in life for everything that you need.
You're not going to have a robust and economy that's going to produce a bunch of different things.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Coming up, I guess a young person is in trouble for using her fingers in the form of a gun. I don't know if this was at a school. I'm presuming it was. It sounds like the kind of thing that would happen at a government school. We'll tell you about that coming up here as well. Plus, the preacher who was speaking in tongues and got a text message, and it kind of screwed him up. We'll tell you about that coming up.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.